So I only arrived back from Oslo. That was yesterday. So 24 hours ago. So I'm still a little bit jet lagged. So again, if I start yawning during my speech, then that means I've fallen asleep. So anyway, we'll see what we can do. If you yawn during my talk, that's also acceptable. So anyway, let's give the talk now and see how it goes. So first of all, before the talk, do some meditation first. So I'll do the guidance of the meditation to begin with, and then we'll see how we go afterwards. So here we go. Okay, I don't know if it's a good idea turning down the lights. Because that psychologically, when you turn down the lights, it's like you're going to sleep, just settling yourself in the bed. So that might not work for me. So anyway, let's see how it goes. So first of all, again, it's great when you start meditating to close your eyes. And I say that because that it's one less sense which you have to be bothered with. Because our body doesn't just go out to look at things, it gets disturbed by things which come into our field of vision. In the same way, you can get disturbed by sounds. I can hear the sound of a car over in the road, the Morley Drive probably, and sometimes you hear the sound of the sirens, the police going up and down. But nevertheless, you can't turn off the sense of hearing, but at least we can not pay attention to the sense of hearing. And smell and taste are pretty easy to disengage with. But it's the feelings in our body, which is one of the hardest of those senses to calm down and make peaceful, so that you can have some freedom. You don't have to worry about your body and just be able to focus on the mind. So in order to calm down our bodies, we do a little body sweep meditation. I've always found that very helpful, personally, and also for other people when I'm teaching. So first of all, can you be aware of your feet right now? And how are they? This is not just saying, yes, I can feel the feet and then go on. See if you can experience them as deeply as possible. And when you do this for many years, you can become very sensitive to the feelings in your own feet. Usually the feelings in feet aren't painful, which means that when you look at them, you can actually see some comfort there. And it helps that later on, if ever you do some walking meditation, if you can do the walking meditation without any socks on, so just your bare feet can touch the grass or touch the paving bricks or the concrete or the wooden path, your feet can become very sensitive to the different sensations which you're experiencing. So sensitive that it soon becomes a very pleasant thing to do. It's surprising that as you feel more and feel deeply and it's quiet and calm, the mind adds joy to what you're doing. It becomes fun to do. So I keep being aware of my feet until I can feel the delight there. It's comfortable. It's like someone's giving you a foot massage and everything is relaxing. There's no aches, there's no pains, and you're caring for your own feet. And because I am a little bit tired, it's taken me a bit longer than usual, but now I can actually feel a kind of tingling feeling of delight in my own feet, which tells me it's my signal that now I can go further up my body, going up to my ankles. just feel them. Just this warm, soft, comfortable feeling, which tells me that my ankles are relaxed. And I can go further up my body to the calves of my legs, and the bones in front, and the skin and the tendons. I don't know exactly which one's which. I don't really care. I just sweep my attention up my body, this time my lower legs. Just giving some attention, not thinking some parts of my body do not deserve any attention. All of them I can just be at peace with. Be kind to. It's that kindness is the key to relaxing that part of the body. And when it's relaxed, I can feel that special feeling of relaxation. And I know that I've done my very best for my lower legs. I go up to my knees. If the knees have been wounded or hurt or bruised, there may be some aches and pains there. And what I do is just to go stay in that particular part of my knees, and from the inside give the warmth of kindness. From the inside of that pain or that tightness or that ache, go right inside and just spread this warm feeling of kindness from inside, healing, soothing, making everything more relaxed and comfortable. Go up from my knees, up my thighs, not excluding the skin and the bones. Anything I can feel there which needs a bit of attention, I will pause there and give this beautiful kindfulness, the mindfulness together with kindness. And I know what kindness is. Because if that part of the body, it may be an ache or a pain or a bruise or something, if it really is kindness, then that feeling of ache or pain or tension will get less. That's how I learn what kindness actually is and how to develop it. My own body is my laboratory. And this particular part of the body, in my thighs, I'm giving so much kindness to now. And if it's real, it will relax those thighs. Because a lot of times our body tenses up out of fear, out of anxiety. Kindness relaxes everything. And you can feel that as a very loose body, able to relax itself and ease any tensions. And I go up further to my butt, my bottom. And all those, every time I get up to my bottom, I can feel the pressure, the weight of my body transferred through the bottom muscles onto the cushion. My job now is just to be with that feeling, because you can't get rid of it, just to make it as even as possible. And just that degree of care will make it kind of an even feeling of pressure. But then, having looked at it, cared for it, I can move on. And that feeling of pressure of the bottom against the cushion, or for many of you, the bottom against the chair, after a while it disappears. And you can't feel that sensation anymore. Just like many things, you don't have to get rid of them. Just be kind to them, and then they disappear by themselves. And from the bottom, I go up to my back. I can feel the back. It's not very well positioned personally, so I'm now going to stretch it a bit. Feels much better. But for you, you find the best position for your back. when I started here, I was obviously tired. So I was slumping my back, but now it feels much more strong. That's just me. And I go back to the bottom of the body again, the bottom of the torso, and go up the inside, going through the intestinal tracts, going through the stomach, because of traveling and missing some meals. Sometimes the intestinal tracts in the stomachs were just, they didn't have that regularity which I have now. So because of that, there was a little bit of stomach problem, but not much. But now when I reach my stomach, I can feel any tightness or tension or anything a bit not ordinary. I can spend a bit of time with my tummy, caring for it. And when I care for it, rather than trying to control it, I can experience the sensations of the stomach getting less of a problem, more peaceful, more at ease. It's a feeling of comfort. It's a beautiful feeling to recognize and to generate and to stabilize. So my tummy feels fine now. And you go further up to your lungs, your heart. As you move up the body, you don't need to say what's what, but just to feel the body. As you go up higher and higher, the body towards the shoulders. Does any part of your body feels tight, unpleasant, or not ordinary, but a tense type of feeling? And spend a few moments there. Don't try and heal the pain or the discomfort, just be kind to it. It's just the body doing what the body needs to do to heal itself, to relax. So your job is just to be kind to it. And that takes away a lot of the tension and you really do become very peaceful. So then I go to my shoulders, shoulder muscles. Yeah, quite naturally that tight and tense. So I imagine them as these two bundles of strings, one on either end of, one of either side of my spine, and they've been stretched, like pulled apart. And my job is now to find out how to relax those muscles by letting go of either end of those shoulder muscles. And when they do relax, you can feel it happening. You can tell when your shoulder is tight or whether it's relaxed. It's a different feeling. And your mindfulness is sensitive enough to know the difference. Mindfulness gives you the opportunity for feedback. You do something and it feels so much more loose and open, relaxed and healthy. You do other things and it gets tighter. So you know which way to go. So my shoulder muscles are pretty relaxed, not totally. I was rushing there a bit. It's better. Much better. And I go down my arms, the upper arms first, just like checking out every part of my body, making sure everything is in a good, proper place. My arms feel great. Same my elbows, even though there's nothing really a problem there, I still will be aware of them, recognize them, be kind to them, and not take them for granted. Go down my forearms to my wrists, and then my hands. I don't know why I always do this. Every time I get to my hands, I look at my even fingers, and they're usually in a bad position, like they are now. I'm just going to alter them slightly. And that, for me, is the best position for my fingers. I've tried this out for years. And this is the best for me. I'm not going to tell you what it is, because you find the best position for your fingers during meditation. So from my neck down, I've looked at all these parts of my body and relaxed each part of it as best I can. So from the shoulders down to the toes, honestly, my body feels great. And I go to my neck. And that's the comfort of my neck, really depends on where I hold my head. Too far forward, you get one particular ache. Too far back, another ache. To the side, again, more tension on the neck muscles. So I normally just move my head around, and left to right, up and down, to find the best position for my head on top of my neck. And then I go to the front of my face. And that face, if I have any of emotional baggage, like fear, anger, depression, then that is, as they say, written on my face. The face kind of screws up in a certain way to show fear, being overwhelmed, anxiety or whatever. You can read people's mind states by how their face is expressed. So I relax every muscle I can in my face. And it feels open, comfortable, at ease. And that also, I know, relaxes the emotions inside. Especially the negative emotions, they tend to disappear. So you've relaxed all of your body, from head till toe. There's one part I missed out though, that is your brain. I often miss it out because you're not supposed to be able to feel sensations in the brain. But when I was in Norway, I did suggest this, sometimes suggest it here. Imagine, just imagine, use your powers of imagination, visualization. Imagine your brain inside your skull. It's been overworking. It's a Friday evening. You've been thinking too much, trying to solve problems. And then you imagine opening up your skull, like there's a little hinge on the right. Open it up, and there is your brain busily working inside. If you're a surgeon or a nurse who assists in surgery, this doesn't work. But just imagine it. Imagine just having opened up your skull, taking your brain out, putting it in a nice basket. It's got a little mattress, like a cushion at the bottom of the basket. And beautiful sort of fabric covering that cushion. And you put the brain on there, and you have this little duvet, which you can keep the brain warm, and a little pillow, so the brain can get a nice rest. So it's nice and warm and safe. You tell your brain, just relax for 20 minutes. And then you can come back inside my head. This is time off for you, for your poor brain. And then you go back to your whole body, feeling it. Relaxed as much as you can, relaxed to the max. Once it is relaxed to the max, my body anyway, I recognize that the relaxation has done its job. When the whole body feels peaceful, when it feels at ease, and I recognize those qualities together as forming the delight of relaxation. And I wait till I feel that delight of relaxation, because that delight will take your meditation deeper. It will relax you deeper, and that delight gives you stronger awareness. You can feel more, see more, understand more, like turning on the energy source of the mind, so you can see further, clearer, wiping the windscreen of the car so you're not seeing dirt and dust, you're seeing through everything. But then I make the transition from the body to the mind, and that is by asking, just how do I feel? How peaceful am I? I use the sensation of peace, which you can all know, as a segue from body awareness to mind awareness. Because you can feel your breath, your mind can know it. And by now, the breath should be peaceful. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to strive for. Just watching your breath go in. Just observing your breath go out. Just being with your breathing. Nothing more. Being peaceful with your breath. There's no need to give anything a name. Once you start naming things, the next thing which happens is you have a running commentary of what is going on in your meditation. It starts with describing your meditation to you and soon goes off into all sorts of fantasies and dreams. So don't even start the conversation, but be silent. It's from silence we get to know things and understand things and become wise. in order to stay peaceful. Don't forget the kindness to your body and mind. To learn how to open the door of your heart to this moment. Not changing anything, but making peace with it. It is getting close to the end of the meditation now. Time goes so fast. How do you feel? What's it like inside the mind? Number two, what's it like in your body? Can you imagine that your mind lives inside the body? You calm the body, you can access to the mind. You calm the mind, you get this beautiful sense of peace inside. And the peace happens when you allow it to. You don't make it happen. All you can ever do is to disturb peace. Get out of the way, and the peace first of all generates and then grows. And as you come out of the meditation, come out feeling your body next. And the body, my body feels really, really relaxed. What happens? You calm the mind and the body starts to relax and be at ease. And then slowly I open my eyes. With the eyes open, coming back into this world. But having visited a place of peace and stillness. That's the meditation over. Wow. It happened again. I still remember the last time I did a Friday night talk here. And I closed my eyes to start the meditation. There weren't so many people watching. But then after I opened my eyes, only half an hour, there were so many more people. It's like meditation multiplies your audience. Is that true? That's what it looks like anyway.